Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome, Vols fans, to another episode of Tennessee Fan Talk, where the Vols are going bowling.
Yeah, give me a turkey, baby.
Very exciting for this first-year head coach and his, what some would call, Island of Misfit Toys. Was that your line there, Duke, or was that?
Yeah, that was one of my lines. It sure was.
We want to welcome you in. I'm Brandon Bird, as alongside, as always, the Duke.
Yeah, we're here. We're here. We're going bowling with, maybe a little, what's that, midnight bowl with the play some tunes and got the neon lights going on. That was my thing when I was a kid.
We are, we do apologize for the late start. Little technical difficulties. And amongst other things, some lateness on my part. Do apologize. We want to start off this week. First, let's jump into the normal. Thanks, everyone, of course, for listening to the podcast, watching the video. Definitely not live. We don't see a lot of live, but we do appreciate the listens afterwards. We do drop this out weekly on whatever platform you listen to, wherever you are. We are, and we are Tennessee.
Where you talk. Are.
So the champions have been crowned per conference.
Yep.
And some changes have been made to college football playoffs. Some people are, you know, if you're an Alabama fan, you are saying, yeah, this is where we belong. If you're a Georgia fan, you're thinking, how in the world did we stay number one all year and then get bumped to number three there later?
Because we play in the SEC East, that's why. Which, let's be honest, stinks.
Thank you so much, Rad Remington, for joining in with us. We always count on your humor adding in to the show. And remember, if you want in, just say I want in. We'll send
hugs,
you,
not we'll, drugs. We'll remember, send, hugs, we'll, not drugs.
We'll send you the link. You jump right on in here. It's going to be a entertaining couple 25 minutes or so with the Duke there. And the new background, Duke. Look at him.
Yep.
Look at him.
Yeah, and turned into an adult, right?
And either the level was lying or there was too much natty ice involved.
I don't know why you say natural ice. I don't drink malt liquor. I drink natural light.
Natural light.
Come on. That's one of the top probably three selling beers in America. And no, I think it's more of the camera eye. This is a 2012 MacBook Pro, so
it's one of the best that Mac has put out.
I know, I agree. That's why I don't upgrade it.
So instead of there is a little football memorabilia back there, but we have there's a lot of NASCAR memorabilia, and you've always said you like the NASCAR, and you're not ashamed to admit it.
Nope.
And why don't you drop some news for the podcast listeners?
So Tennessee sports in general are my second love, and the Atlanta Braves. My first love is NASCAR racing, has been since I was a child. Lucky enough, I have some friends from college that I'm getting hooked back up with, two of my best friends who are actually also NASCAR fans. We'll be starting a podcast at the first of next year. It's called the Grandstand Boys. Three random dudes talking NASCAR, and we have no connection to the sport at all. Just three dudes sitting down talking about how any random would at the bar after the race, before the race, in the campground, how they would talk about racing too. So two of us, pretty hardcore. One of them, more of a casual fan. So we got a lot of, different how much they love intensity, how much they watch. Like, I'm into it deep. My buddy Jeff, he's into it pretty deep. My other buddy David, he's more of the casual guy. So we've got it all covered. We're at the and also in the demographic that NASCAR is looking for. So it'll be coming from three dudes that love NASCAR and are just going to shoot the crap, make fun of each other, make fun of the races, things like that. So it should be good, coming out first of next year. Still getting all the logistics stuff set up, but first of next year.
And not for child's ears.
Well, as long as mom and daddy says it's okay.
Maybe if you're in the South and mommy and daddy have had a little much to drink themselves.
We're not going to be cussing every other word, but I mean, it is what it is. There's going to be no time frame. Some of them might be long. Some of them might be short. We're just going to let it go and let it do it. Like, it's going to be very natural.
I picked
natural,
up
like natural light. Ah! Perfect.
Picked up on that one. In the SEC, of course, Alabama comes out on top, 41-24. A very defensive game, right? Other than the second quarter where Alabama gained the 24 points that sealed the deal. And you know that it was a good defensive game, especially with corners and such. When you see both Stetson Bennett and you've called him a bum throughout this year, but I'm going to hit some stats with you here, and Young both having troubles with the passes, right? So Stetson Bennett, 29 for 48.
348 passes. He threw more passes in that one game than he did all year.
340 yards, three touchdowns, two interceptions. That hurt. Mm. Young, on the other side, 26 for 44. See, not great.
They couldn't run the ball.
421 yards, three touchdowns. What hurt Georgia? Cook only having 38 yards. Like you said, can't run the ball, and Cook, Cook, and they go to Zamir White a lot as well. So them only 38 and 27 yards respectively. That's not good. Robinson for Alabama with 55. Young with 40 himself, who is not a running quarterback. He'll straight tell you, I am not. I am a pro style in the pocket, but he's quick when he needs to get out and get going.
That's a joke.
Several times he would, come around the back and make someone, just one of the slow defensive linemen, can't keep up with him, and he'd hit it out. It was a very entertaining game to watch. Largest receiver, of course, is Williams, who was out last week for the early targeting offense, and had they not had him this week, it would have been a little different ball game. But 184 yards and two touchdowns for Williams. Has he declared yet? Is he going to go? I mean, I know he's got a championship to play for.
I would have to think that he cares about the team and he doesn't want that out there until
afterwards.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yep.
So there is our SEC champions, Alabama, Roll Tide, doing it again. You did call it. Matter of fact, you said Alabama, but you only said 21-17.
The score, I was off, but I was one of the only people that said they were going to win.
And I said 38-35, but for Georgia. I had it scoring a little higher, which is what ended up, a little higher of a score.
You got to remember, Stetson Bennett's a bum. 6 out of his 14 career interceptions at that point I saw dropped across the TV yesterday was against Alabama. Alabama is Georgia's daddy, like they're Tennessee's daddy. They're Auburn's. The only daddy they're not is A&M.
The So, of course, and Red pops up on here and beat me to it. Michigan having a shot. So, Michigan is of course, number two.
Yep. They get to play both SEC schools if they win.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, it's all things considered, if Cincinnati beats Alabama, which, let's be honest.
Interesting story. Okay, two things that I want to hit real quick before we get into the Vols and their bowl game is, I mentioned at the beginning of the show, Georgia, a lot of Georgia fans going, why in the world did we go to number three? And this has been, I mean, Twitter's been just nailing with it all over. And then why is Alabama go to number one? You know, they love their Alabama too much. There's too many Alabama homers out there. And Alabama has played bad and they've played good. And ESPN made a awesome ESPN made an awesome statement, and they said that Georgia, looking at this last set of rankings, Georgia had not played anyone better than number 18.
Kentucky.
Okay. And so when they played these other teams, they weren't ranked. They were down in the 20th. So Alabama was the first team that they had played against with, you know, higher quality rankings, where Alabama has played, you know, several others.
Mm-hmm.
So another thing they pointed out is this Alabama-Cincinnati game. What team is going to show up for Alabama? If the team that showed up last night for the SEC championships, if that team shows up, they're going to blow Cincinnati out of the water. If the team that showed up for the Iron Bowl shows up, it's going to be close.
I don't think it matters. I don't think it matters. I mean, it doesn't matter which team shows up. I think Alabama beat Cincinnati. Cincinnati has played who's their best win? Notre Dame? Is that their best win? I didn't look.
Probably.
Okay, so they're playing a team that doesn't even play in a or their best win's against a team that doesn't even play in a conference. Yeah, the only non-conference champ in the nation is Notre Dame because they don't play in one.
Yes, they're in the ACC now.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. Football, football only. That happened. Wait, it happened two seasons ago.
Oh, I thought that was just during COVID times. I thought they went back.
Did they back out into an independent?
I mean, I don't know. I don't watch them, but I mean, the only reason they would do that is to get a better chance of making the Final Four, for the championship, and they still don't. No, they're not, because they would have been in the ACC championship game, correct? Because Pittsburgh was. Pitt.
Speaking of Pitt, when I saw Pitt and playing for, sorry, I'm trying to do two things at once. Notre Dame is in the ACC. Yes, they are. I'm looking at ACC's website. So.
I believe you. Is that in football or is that in just other sports?
Football is the only that's in. I think their basketball program is still independent.
I mean, you can, but the thing about that is that doesn't matter. Your ranking really in basketball. I mean, it helps a little bit with your seeding in the tournament, but other than that, it's not that big a deal.
So, yeah, no, there's more. They're showing soccer and things in it as well. So, Pitt, everyone.
I mean, it can only happen to Tennessee, right? The year we play Pitt as one of our out-of-conference games.
And everyone said, Tennessee's done. You know, they lost against Pitt, and then Pitt comes rolling in here, what, number 11 at the end of the season? Is that what they were ranked?
I think it was like 13 v 14. I think it was Pitt was 13 and Wake was 14, which Wake Forest is kind of like Duke, full of a bunch of nerds. Look what Rad Remington said on the side.
Uh-huh.
He's on the Google machine. I knew their football team wasn't in the ACC.
I'm gonna have to take your word on it, Brad.
The Rad and Brad shows.
The Rad and Brad. It seems like I remember the debate and the hatred that allowed them bouncing in and out of conference as they saw fit.
I think the debate came with the COVID, and they did it for that purpose, just so they could, I guess, minimize travel. Maybe, I don't know. But then after the COVID, which is still not over, they just said, "We're out. We want to play USC every year. We're out."
And he is.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
He is he is 100% right in football. They're not.
So that means I'm 100% right.
So that means you're 100% right.
Yeah,
there you go. That's so stupid. Why is it Notre Dame gets their way? This is a time when you bring in. and now he's sending me text messages. Now's a time when we bring in. When we bring in Luke. And his hatred towards Notre Dame, and so
I hate
he could
Notre
tell
Dame
us.
Too. Well, the reason is because they're just so profitable. I mean, they have a TV contract deal with NBC. They show every game, mm-hmm. either home or away, on NBC. There's mm-hmm. I don't think there's any other college team that plays on NBC. Am I right? I don't even know if Army Navy's on NBC anymore. that's one I would have to suspect. This is a joke. They're Catholics, but it's a joke. Everybody, you know what I'm saying? Just saying. And they don't play anybody, and they get all this respect, even though they don't play anybody ever. It's just a traditional thing. They bring in a lot of money. Their fan base is huge.
It is.
There's Notre Dame fans everywhere. It's a lot of people that are Catholic that didn't go to Notre Dame are still Notre Dame fans.
It's a requirement.
That's like if we had a school of Jesus State. All the Christians would pull for Jesus State outside of the Catholics and the
Hispanics, because that they would convert over to Jesus State.
Yep.
That's Lord, I apologize for that. That's wrong. Be with the starving pygmies in New Guinea. I love that line.
That's a pretty good line from a man from Nebraska.
From Nebraska, which you pointed out to me on that one too. I've just
poser. He's a poser.
I'm telling you, I've been so wrong in the trivia.
I play trivia every Thursday night at La Hacienda, Franklin, Tennessee. Come on down if you want to lose.
Thought you were moving spots.
Well, we tried. It's just a little too far of a drive. And the trivia juice helps, so we got to watch out on that. You know what I'm saying by trivia juice?
I do. 13 of the 14 SEC teams are bowling, including
besides Vanderbilt.
It's okay. That's okay. You know, they hold their own
GPA.
In baseball.
And it's okay. We got good GPA.
It's okay.
It's okay. We
got
a good
GPA.
That's exactly right.
And we'll go over the games more in depth as we get to it and pick our deals. Right now, we want to focus on Tennessee landing in the Music City Bowl against Purdue.
That's a home game.
So it is a home game. That place is going to be orange. And hey, how awesome would it be to checker Nissan Stadium?
How about we just do orange on one side and white on the other? And they give 50% of the seats to Purdue.
Yeah.
Which I actually have somebody in my family that is a graduate of Purdue, aerospace engineer, no big deal. But, you know, they're going to lose, probably. I don't know. I didn't watch a single one of their games, but it's Big Ten, and the Big Ten is one of the most boring things to watch.
So their couple losses here came to big schools, right? So their first loss comes to Notre Dame, their second to Minnesota, their third to Wisconsin, and their fourth to Ohio State.
But they did beat Iowa. Mm-hmm. And they did beat Michigan State. That's two big wins.
That's a big one.
And when they beat Iowa, Iowa was number two in the nation.
Yes.
When they beat Michigan State, they were number three in the nation.
Yes.
Now they've both fallen from then. But still, yes. Yeah, that's still big wins.
And they beat Nebraska, which would have meant something in the late 90s.
Nebraska, what I've been seeing on Twitter, they're the best 3-9 team in the history. I don't think they lost a single game by more than 7 points per game.
Wow.
I look it up. I think that's what it is. It's a stupid low number. But also, they also play in the Big Ten, which they don't score more than about six per team.
So second in the Big Ten West is where they ended up, 8-4, and of course, yep. Tennessee 7-5, third in the SEC East
with the hardest schedule in the nation.
With one of the hardest schedules in the nation.
I think it was the hardest.
I could see bits and pieces of it. And when you look at it now, like we said earlier, what everyone said, oh, God, you lost to Pitt. Throw them in there now is, yeah, I mean, come on. Even their easy startup game was a hard game to a highly ranked opponent. Ranked up higher than a lot of where the SEC is at. You know, I think we ended up with, what, five ranked at the end of the year, but they're down towards the bottom.
Yep.
You know, two up top, one in the middle. I think
Ole Miss is
eighth. I think Ole Miss was eighth.
And who else is ranked? A&M, maybe?
A&M, they're down at the bottom. Kentucky's 22 down at the bottom, along with Arkansas down there at the bottom.
Yep, the West prevails again.
Yes. Yes.
Maybe everybody likes the Central time zone. I don't know. Oh, yeah.
And next week, I promised it for this week, but we're going to do it next week because I want to get a couple people on the show. So we're going to reach out to a couple people, have a little trivia. I know that's your thing, so we're going to have a little trivia.
Well,
I can't
it depends
tell you.
On if it's random knowledge. That's my trivia.
I may have to throw some random knowledge questions in there.
Okay.
You know, what foot did Cinderella lose the slipper off of? That type of crap.
I mean, that's 50-50 chance, so I'm not sure, but I'm going right. I'm going
You're never going left.
Well, I'm left-handed, but no, you always, right.
Oh, we won't get into that one. Hit us up with a couple of the – I cut you off earlier because I started in the Purdue. Hit us up with a couple of their stats of how they have done this year.
Well, they averaged 27.5 points a game. Total points, 330 for the year. Let's look here. Passing yards, they average 7.5 yards per attempt. Their net passing yards per game is 340. Nothing crazy, considering that Tennessee averages, let's see here, I got it here, I don't remember off the top of my head, but ESPN will tell me, they average 38.8 points per game. So they score about 10 more points per game than Purdue. Purdue's plays in the Big Ten where defense is
all in the first quarter for Tennessee.
Hey, whatever it takes, right? I'd rather coast to a win than have to come from behind.
Most definitely.
Yeah. So, I mean, am I going to give my pick now, or do you want to wait? Towards the end.
No. We'll do picks as we get closer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I got then.
So, a average Big Ten team.
I mean, it's pretty close.
I think it'll be a good game.
I mean, I'm hoping for a blowout. I'm sure they haven't played anyone with an offense like us. I mean, I haven't looked. I mean, I don't know which a lot of these teams run, what kind of offense they run, but it's probably pretty conventional with us being exotic. I like to use that word exotic, kind of like a Ferrari. We go fast.
As bad as when they beat number three Michigan State and they beat number two, I mean, these were big wins. And when I say like they didn't beat them by a field goal, these were big wins.
True.
40 to 29 against number three and 24-7 against Iowa when they were number two.
Mm-hmm.
These are big wins.
That's a big win. It's big wins, I agree. But the real question is Tennessee going to wear the black jerseys with orange breeches? We can only hope.
Oh, man, I hope they go black. I hope they black out there.
No, I'm saying black jersey, brown or orange breeches, white helmet. Okay.
We'll swap it
Give
over.
Give me that. Give me
swap
that.
It over.
Yep. Or orange jersey with black breeches. Give me that.
Yep. There you go. Orange jersey, black bottoms. There it is.
Look like Oklahoma State.
Let us and some matte white helmets.
No. I like them speckled black helmets. With the black outline. Give me the black outline numbers on the white unis like we used to roll back in the mid-90s. With the black name, like the name on the back would be in black as well. Give me those jerseys back.
There you go. Bring them back.
Give me the Holloway jerseys with the colored shoulders.
So they I don't know if you saw the images of the work that has already started on Neyland Stadium.
I have not, but I've heard through the grapevine they're going to be putting up another Jumbotron.
They are.
On what's that, the south end that doesn't have it? I can't remember what you
Danny know. White put it on Twitter today. He said someone asked for it. He said it's coming soon. So hopefully it'll be there for this one. They've also requested him put up webcams so people can see the thing that's going on. That's pretty cool. They took an excavator and took out a section of bleachers and – the funny thing is people's going, what's that hole? And there's an access door down there. And if you look back at the history, I think it was when they did the 30 for 30 Johnny Majors or something like that that I saw it mm-hmm. on. There used to be classrooms and other rooms.
Yeah, you can still see
underneath there that are abandoned and they don't mm-hmm. use. But that's what you're seeing, doors into those things. Plus, they had to have access for electrical and things underneath the bleachers anyway.
Yeah. Are they still going to keep Gate 21 up?
Don't know.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
That's not the main.
That's the big long gate that goes up to the second.
Oh, I have no clue.
Yep, I think that's Gate 21. I can't remember. It's either 20. I can't remember. It's 12 or 20. But it's the big long one that they run hills on.
In swapping over, we got just a few minutes left. I want to say what up to the Lady Vols, 8-0 overall.
Getting back to the good old days.
Tearing it up. Pat Summit would be so, so proud. They are number 11.
Is there any other SEC schools in front of them? Kentucky, USC, some other traditional women's powerhouses from the SEC. I'm trying to think if is there any other. Not Florida, not Alabama, not Auburn, not maybe Arkansas. Well,
South Carolina's 9-0, so I would say that they're probably above them.
South Carolina's been good for a long time. Notre Dame's normally pretty good in women's basketball. Duke.
And even inside the SEC standings, they're putting Georgia's number one, and they're 7-1, which makes no sense to me.
Maybe they might have got beat by, probably UConn or somebody like that. I don't know.
A big team.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like we got beat by Villanova on the men's side.
In the men's basketballs, 6-1. Of course, they took care of business yesterday. Chandler with 29 points, but overall against Colorado, not looking great.
I don't think they looked bad. A win's a win, man. Basketball's long. You're not expected to go undefeated.
You're not expected to go undefeated, but I was expecting at least 80 points. And
hey, man, a win's a win.
Barely roll into the 60s.
I don't care.
They're just one loss. There's quite a few teams there that are 6-1. Quite a few of them that are 7-1. LSU is still undefeated, 8-0. Arkansas 8-0. As we say, with the interesting part of the season coming up in about 2 weeks.
I would say Shaq's pretty happy about that with LSU.
I would say so too.
Ben Simmons maybe he only played there.
And
year,
he's funny when he's happy.
Yeah, he's funny all the time. He's a funny looking dude. My man's 7-1.
He is. He is quite hilarious.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, we'll get into more basketball.
Are you going to tell them that we might be getting some media passes? We might.
Oh,
he's got a secret that I shouldn't have brought out.
He didn't let the cat out of the bag. Hopefully, your boys right here, hopefully that guy right there and this guy right here.
Could you imagine if I ask Hendon Hooker if they call him Hendon Lady of the Night? Could you imagine if I hit him with that question?
Ask him if he's in the quarterback's club of pretty women.
Who's his pimp?
Josh Heupel. Yeah, so hopefully, guys, we get a little media passes from the Music City Bowl. Cross your fingers. If you know anyone that's got any pool, you know, hook us up.
I'm not going to ask that question. That was a joke, by the way. It's a joke. I would never ask a question like that.
Yeah, right.
I swear.
Guys, we want to thank you.
If we get the passes, I promise I'll show up dressed as Derek Dooley with orange pants. I promise.
I need to get a third one and have that 90s fan guy come with us.
Yep, and somebody videotape.
I want to thank you for joining us today. If you're not already subscribed, make sure you go down below, hit the subscribe button, hit that bell for the notifications. If you're watching it on YouTube there, if you're watching Facebook, Twitter, make sure to like, share. Wherever you are, and we are Tennessee Fan Talk, TN Fan Talk. We thank you so much for joining in and listening to us. Thank you for making the podcast as successful as we can ever imagine.
Two bums talking Tennessee football.
For such a young show, we do appreciate it. And
a young show of two guys that really don't know anything. We're just flying by the seat of our pants. That's Google right. knows everything.
Google knows it all. We just try to bring a little bit of comedy to it and other things.
Charisma. That's what we're looking for. Charisma. Okay. Go Vols.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards. Save big money at Menards.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.